You're listening to Rant Table. Inspiration is a sudden stroke of thought when you try to do something. Instinct and the sixth sense are similar words, but they mean a little different. The sixth sense is a feeling that we're born with, same as sense for taste or smell. Mm-hmm. Inspiration seems important only for artists, but small findings and twists in our everyday life also come from inspiration. Don't leave things you can't do and think of better ways to accomplish or make things better with inspiration. Here are some ways to live bright days with such inspiration. Yes, Huangshen, why don't we start off with you? How do we keep people inspired?
Yeah, I just pick up my favorite one. Favorite solution is accept the way you are. Because there are so many times we just indulge with our weakness and try to be a different person. Mm-hmm. Because we always think we are not good enough. We want to try to improve us or even like change the way we look and the way we are doing something. But I want to use a quote from one of my favorite like cartoon figure. He once said like, you are braver than you believe, stronger than you seems and smarter than you think. So yeah, just accept the way you are. You are more awesome than you expected, I guess.
Yeah, nobody's perfect, but yeah. Nobody has to be perfect, because that's the perfectness is we all have our strengths and our weaknesses. And hopefully, you know, you folks getting married over this holiday, you found that other person that's your puzzle piece that complements, you know, and that is perfect, right? Mm-hmm. Is to have that hole inside of you that somebody can fill. And then it's perfect. Anyways, so yes, that was inspirational. I had to put my sunglasses on for that one. It was so bright.
Yeah.
But you had mentioned one kind of that I liked, and I want to mention something here. Maybe a little, it's from Anthony Hopkins, okay? Yeah. And so I this one really affected me this week. I worry about so much health, all this stuff. And when I looked at this, I found power in what Anthony Hopkins said. And it's just the first line, okay? He said, none of us are getting out of here alive. So please stop treating yourself like an afterthought. So, you know, some of us, you know, we try to dodge our own mortality, or we worry about it so much, when I think there's power in owning the inevitability of it. And in owning the inevitability of it, you live your life more in a cherished way, you know, because you make every day sweet, because you know, someday death's going to come knocking on everybody's door. And I know that's not necessarily something fun to hear, but that's inevitable for everybody. And you know what? It adds a beauty to life. But then it also just means don't worry about all this different stuff, because no, there's no one way to do this that's going to mean you get to live forever. So just live life the way you want, your special way. And you know, we're all going to get to the same finish line. And maybe there's something after, you know, who knows? But the point is, we're here, we're now. And let's live what we got right now the best way possible. And only you know how to do that, folks. And that's the beauty of it. Another one here that we have is believe that now is the best time. Mm-hmm. And I like this one, too, because I think being honest with yourself, when you want something and you say, oh, I'll go on that diet tomorrow, or, oh, I'll stop doing that tomorrow. The thing is, tomorrow is always going to be one day away, right? It's now that matters. And the more you put stuff off, I think there's a part of your mind that knows you're lying to it. And the thing is, when you lie to your mind, your self-confidence goes down. There's a part of you that doesn't like yourself because you're lying to yourself. It's not necessarily the conscious. That's the part doing the lying. But the subconscious that knows the lie's there. And then when you do it and you try to believe it, there's a part of you that resents you for it. So, guys, when you want something, do it. That's another one.
And don't just say that, I want a six-pack. You say, I have.
Get the six-pack.
Yeah. So, you know, just start from now and don't wait for tomorrow. And also, what I like about this is act a little different and also accomplish small goals little by little.
Yeah.
Yes, you have a big goal. You want to accomplish it as fast as possible, so you need to work a great amount every day. As a result, you give up. Mm-hmm. So don't look at it that way. Do the small thing now. And little by little, can you get the six-pack or whatever that you set your eyes on?
Yeah. You know, and I do want to say that sometimes you're going to fail. You know, it's just staying true, staying on the course, picking yourself up and dusting yourself off. And I feel like I'm being such a pessimist here, but actually I think there's hope in what I'm saying is, basically if you don't go to the gym one day because maybe you're just not feeling it, you're feeling sick, you know, there could be a thousand reasons why. It's okay sometimes to say, you know, maybe not stay true to your course, but it's okay to sometimes trip and fall a little bit on whatever course you're on, but just make sure you pick yourself up and keep going, you know? That's another one. I like what you said, Hyung.
Also, I think like Ryan and Hyung are so motivational to me because, yeah, we need to set some small goals at the very beginning and do it step by step. Because I think Rome was not built in a day. So if you want to make something big, it takes time. So don't just like set a grand goal, but give up really easily. So, yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah, guys, hopefully these things, these inspirations we've given you will help you guys through your national holiday to relax, feel better about yourself.
Yeah. Yes, and I would like to share one last thought with you. That is, accept whoever comes. Never go after who runs away.
Oh.
It's tiring to get along with who you're just not, who's not compatible for you. And I think it's better to choose from those that like you or, you know, those that seem to work with you.
Yeah, but also I think, you know, the people that you like, it's not going to be, it's weird to describe, but hang out with the people that you feel this feeling inside your chest, you know, this warm feeling of just like, I really like those people. Surround yourself with those people, and I think you'll feel life will just be only good times. And you know what? These ladies here, I get that. Every day I come in the office, and wow, it makes it such a blessing to be working here with you guys.
Well, ditto. That's how I feel, too. Yeah. And yes, so, you know, when you're always going after somebody that's not liking you, then you're setting yourself up.
They're losers, dude. You're awesome.
You deserve somebody better that appreciates you for who you are. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Huang Shen. Well, that was a lot of fun, and thank you so much for tuning in to our show, Roundtable. That's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.